This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900. Butch Jones replacing Philip Fulmer on the Jumbotron.
For what?
People getting drunk and stumbling into the wrong house.
For what?
Butch saying a chart told him to kick an extra point instead of going for two.
For what?
People who break the law while breaking the law.
For what?
Oh, it's time for some For What here on the Swain Event, where we highlight people just making some very, very, very questionable decisions out here in the world. And Mondays are normally the days where we have a few. Folks are just silly over the weekend. I guess I'm going to start in San Francisco. I'm not giving this brewery for what. I just think the situation is really funny. And I guess I'll give LeBron the for what for allowing this brewery to be able to do this. But San Francisco Brewery is trolling LeBron James with their name of their latest beer. It's an IPA, and it's called LeBron Tears in honor of the Warriors sweeping the Cavs in the NBA Finals. The beer is a hazy IPA with 6.5 ABV, and the brewery says it pairs well with triple-doubles. So LeBron James being named after – the beer being named after LeBron James, entitled LeBron's Tears. So really funny situation there.
That's hilarious. I have a couple for what's. Number one – is for former United States soccer player Landon Donovan.
Yes.
Dude. Okay, so Landon Donovan over this weekend, the World Cup started in the last few days. Landon Donovan has been an integral part of the United States team, including in the World Cup, for years and years and years. But the United States team did not make the World Cup this year. And so he tweeted thus, "The tournament is here. USA fans, our team may not be in Russia, but our neighbors to the south are, so join me along with their proud sponsor, Wells Fargo, to cheer on our team." And there's a picture of him holding up a banner that says, "My other team is Mexico." What?
If Wells Fargo gave you $1 million to tweet that with that picture, would you do it?
I mean, and that's what he did. He got paid because he tweeted a... afterwards, because everyone was like, "What? Absolutely not! Mexico can can screw off," and you know that was the general response to that tweet, because obviously there's a ton of pride in America and America's soccer team, also a lot of bitterness that they didn't make the World Cup, and he had this tweet. Saying, "As a follow-up to my tweet, I want to better explain. My heart bleeds red, white, and blue, and no one should ever question my allegiance and support for the U.S. That being said, I grew up in Los Angeles with Mexican teammates, blah, blah, blah." No. Wells Fargo paid you a bunch of money to do that, and you did it, which, fine. But don't try to act like this is some sort of, like, "Oh, I love Mexico." No. And you got paid a bunch of money to do it, and you did it, and that is what it is. That's okay. Get your money.
Wells Fargo could offer me $100 right now, and I would do it. Because I need $100.
I'll not do it for $100. But depending
on... Everybody has a point. Everybody has a price point.
Depending on the amount. But why this is so stupid is really on Wells Fargo's part.
Yes. They deserve the for what?
Whose idea was this? Whose idea was this, you dummies?
Are they?
This is so stupid.
Where are they based out of? Are they?
I think New York.
Okay.
They're a giant financial institution. But whoever thought this up, what are you doing? You get a giant for what from me.
Speaking of American athletes, who had a worse weekend? Phil Mickelson or Landon Donovan? Because my for what is going to Phil Mickelson. Well, this is honestly a two-part for what. I'll let you dive into the second part, because
sure.
I think you know who the second part who they get it for what for.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Mickelson, I don't know what hole it was on. Maybe Charlie does. Do you know what hole? I think it was on 13.
Yeah,
on
the 13. Back nine.
Yes. And he was putting.
Having an extremely rough day. He was playing like garbage.
And on that particular hole, he was having a rough hole as well.
Mm-hmm.
He puts it and goes past the hole. And past the hole, the green goes downhill, just completely downhill. And Phil puts it, Clearly, he's going to miss it. He runs over there, and as the ball is rolling downhill, Phil jumps and hits it back towards the hole.
A moving
as
ball.
It was moving.
like this is stuff that I do when I go.
Every single hole in the golf course, I do.
Yeah, like when I'm having a bad day and I miss a putt, and I'm just like, ah, frick, you know, and you just sort of putt it back with one hand. But this is the U.S. Open. I mean, Phil. What are you doing? I've never seen.
Somehow do.
I've been. I saw that some people said it has actually happened before, like one other time. I've never seen it happen. It's pretty shocking. I'll be honest.
As
two strokes.
Yes, he got two strokes. Finished with a 10 on the hole.
He did.
And as Booger McFarland said on Twitter, that's what 54 million men do. When you make $54 million,
you can do that.
Who cares? And it was his birthday. So when it's your birthday and you made $54 million last year, you don't care.
People were.
This is the second part of
okay,
the
Okay, this is where you're going. All right. People were acting like Phil had murdered a child on camera.
Correct.
Like, they got so up in arms over this. Oh, I can't believe that anyone would ever do this. This is like someone in baseball running around the bases naked. Like, just so, you know, total nonsense. Like, the dude is frustrated. He was pissed off, and he putted a moving ball. It's a two-stroke penalty. Get over it.
He even offered to disqualify himself.
Like,
to withdraw from the tournament.
I saw it initially, and I was like, whoa. That's crazy. And then I thought about it, and I was like, this is just Phil being like me when I golf.
Yes.
And then it's just funny. And it's Phil Mickelson. He can do whatever he wants to. He's won, you know, however, 7, 8 majors. Like, whatever, man. You can do whatever you want to. You're Phil Mickelson. And there was so much
I saw somebody,
so much anger and people getting indignant, and it was so over the top and stupid.
Somebody in the New York Post wrote an article that he was a disgrace to golf. And to all the and to all the kids watching, he ruined them.
And this is why golf, even now, they've made an effort to be as accessible as possible. Just forever, it's prohibitively pricey. I mean, golf will always be that way.
Yes,
but just it remains, because of people having takes like that, it remains a sport that seems inaccessible to the common man. And that sucks, because golf is awesome, and I love it, and you can connect with the outdoors, and it's just so much fun, and good exercise, and I hate that.
You went golfing Friday.
Thursday and Friday. I'm a huge, huge golfer, played my entire life, and I hate, calm down, you losers.
I agree, Charlie.
It's not a big deal.
Get him, Charlie.
Ugh.
Do the voice of the angry people again.
Which, talking,
running around
it's
the bases,
it's like he was
naked.
Running around the bases naked in a baseball game.
Why do you sound like Richard Simmons, man?
You sound like you belong on Family Guy.
Sweating to the oldies.
Man, you sound like a male hairdresser.
Hey, Charlie.
Or fashion design guy in the industry in New York. You sound different. I'll just say that, Charlie. I'll just say that, man. I got love for all my people out there, but.
But that's how I hear it in my head. That's because they're idiots, man. I mean,
my grandpa called me. He watches every single tournament, every single weekend. The biggest golf fan.
Big golfer,
I know.
Yeah.
He hates golfing. He just likes to watch it. He called me and said, those uptown Britons, they just think they're better than everybody. They just got to complain about Phil.
All right, alas for what we can't do for what and not go to the state of Florida. So I'm going to the state of Florida where a woman is accused of shooting her husband in the you know where.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Is back in jail after failing to show up at court. Police say Kimberly Dunn, 35, she lost her cool when her husband and his brother came to her Lake City home last year to pick up an air conditioning unit that she was trying to sell on Facebook. The couple was going through a divorce at that time. According to the report, Dunn sat on the unit to prevent the two men from taking it. When her husband tried to get her off the AC, she tried to fend him off with a stun gun, then fired a round at her now ex-husband's man parts using a handgun.
Oh, my God.
The husband's brother was able to restrain Dunn and take his brother to the hospital. Police say Now her husband picked up the gun and brought it with him to the hospital. Dunn was arrested that day and booked into the Columbia County Jail without incident. She later told investigators that she did not intend to shoot her husband. She only wanted to scare him. So
I didn't want to shoot him.
She gets it for what? But I'm giving her for what? To the heat. Because the heat can only make you this mad over air conditioner. The heat has been downright disrespectful over the weekend. 95 degrees is what the temperature is going to be today. Make sure that you hydrate. Make sure that if you don't have to be outside, don't be outside. Because the heat is undefeated. It's never been scored on. It's undefeated. It is the real champions out here in these streets. The heat gets it for what? You got people, you got wives shooting their husbands in the man parts over air conditioner. That's why. That's how hot it is.
She took two L's for many reasons. But how about, did y'all see Mike Leach last night on Twitter?
This is interesting. I saw people getting up in arms about this. So Mike Leach tweeted out a video.
A conspiracy video.
It is a video that purports to be a clip of Barack Obama speaking to the Bilderberg Group, which is this, a lot of conspiracy, is a real thing, but a lot of conspiracy theorists think it's a place where, you know, all these people that are part of the New World Order meet and they're going to take over the world. When in fact, that's not where it was taking place. That's false. And then on top of that, the video is edited to make him say things that he didn't say. And you can go to, it's still up there. Mike Leach didn't, I mean, he hasn't deleted it. He didn't take it down. It's right there, and there's a million comments of him replying to people. When people were like, hey, Mike, this is fake, man. You should probably delete this. He did not. And I don't know. I don't want to get political. It just is what it is. Mike Leach is a weird, weird dude.
That's your football coach, Charlie.
But you wanted him here.
He would have been great for Knoxville.
Dude, I don't care what anyone says.
Look,
he would still have been the funnest guy to cover.
Yes, but see, that is true. That is true, but from a football aspect, this
is. Is he thinking about conspiracy theories instead of
football? He needs to be football? Thinking about conspiracy theories on how to get Alabama in trouble.
Why do we think Mike Leach would be so fun to cover if he was the head coach of Tennessee?
Because he's the weirdest guy in college football. I mean, he's just
an absolute goofball.
When he's winning. He's coming off a really great year.
When he's successful, everyone has a sense of humor. Everyone is in a good mood. But is Mike Leach the same Mike Leach if he's coaching in the SEC with the expectations of Tennessee? Absolutely not. He would not be the same. There's no way he would be the fun-loving Mike Leach. Because if he's doing all that he's doing right now at Tennessee, I'm going to wonder, why are you not recruiting? Why are you doing all this?
And you say,
what are you doing?
A good season, which they did. Washington State had a really good season. But I ask you this, Charlie. Is 9-4 and third in their division good at Tennessee?
No.
And I don't think that he'd be able to even replicate the success at Washington State at Tennessee.
I don't get folks who are like, oh man, that could have been Tennessee. Like, you can't be serious.
No.
I mean, you want Mike Leach just because he's entertaining? What kind of logic
to Charlie,
is that?
To Charlie, from Charlie's perspective, I agree with him in terms of he'd be fun to cover.
Would he be a good football coach?
No.
But he'll be fun to cover if he was winning.
I think he'd be.
And I don't think he would be winning here.
Maybe so. But I even think if he was losing, he'd be fun to cover because he'd be saying off-the-wall stuff.
I mean, he's just a weird dude.
He'd go crazy.
I think even if he was losing, it would be a very interesting experience.
I agree.
The charm definitely wears off.
He wasn't a football fit.
Yeah, no, I agree.
At all. Not even close.
Derek Dooley had a great personality, and he was losing. I'm sorry, I didn't find much fun in those times at all.
I mean, I'm not saying I would find fun in it, but it would
It'd be fun to cover him. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't find any. I'm a media member. I would not find any joy in covering a losing football coach.
Okay, well, let me rephrase it then. While I don't think he'd be a good hire for Tennessee, I also don't think he would be Derek Dooley or Butch Jones level bad. So I don't think he.
I think he'd
win 7, 8, 9 games at Tennessee, and at Tennessee, that's not good enough. So just because I don't think he'd be a great hire for Tennessee doesn't mean I think he'd be a bad hire.
Man,
I think he'd be average.
9 games.
I think two times in a row. But that wasn't Butch Jones' problem. Butch Jones' problem was he should have won 10, 11 games that year and been in Atlanta.
Hey, that's fair and that's right. He underachieved, but nine wins for some folks is 9 wins. And I'm sorry, I don't see Mike Leach being as entertaining at Tennessee as he was at Texas Tech and at Washington State. I just don't see it because the pressure of recruiting would be so heavy on him, he wouldn't find time to be funny on Twitter.
And
if he was, I would question
why are you on Twitter and why aren't you recruiting?
Exactly. I mean, what are you doing? So.
But outside looking in,
he can do it at Washington State.
It's hilarious. This is easily his most ridiculous thing that he's done. As far as I've seen on Twitter,
can we at least get him back at Kentucky or at Vanderbilt once Derek Mason gets fired? Can we get him there so we can at least have more interactions with him?
I wouldn't mind him at
SEC media days.
Yeah,
that'd be fun. I wouldn't mind him at Vanderbilt or Kentucky. That'd be fun.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take that, but absolutely not at Tennessee.
Can we get him in Tuscaloosa,
no,
please?
No, thank you. 865-255-03. Swain and Vent, be right back.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
Today will be mostly sunny and hot with a high near 92. There is a 20% chance of rain tonight with a low around 73. The 20% sticks around tomorrow with a high near 92 and a low around 72. Wednesday is more of the same with a high in the low 90s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again? Let us help. If you want to chop it up with the fellas, call the Be Dry Waterproofing Hotline at 865-200-5503.
Hour 3 here in the Swain event. Hour 3 powered by Low T Center, LowTCenter.com. I'm actually surprised, and this is a good thing. I don't want to see this happen in college football. But if you stop and think about it just a little bit. Here we are. It is June the 18th. So we have We had a session of midterm, which takes place 3 weeks there in May. You have all your players come back. First session of summer school, most players around the country, and then you have July, and then you have fall camp. And we know, like, this is a silly season in college football. We have not had nationwide, we have not had a ton of arrests.
You just jinxed it. Knock on wood.
We have not. And I'm not talking about Tennessee. I'm just talking about just around the country. We have not had a ton.
There hasn't been a real high profile.
You haven't had a Baker Mayfield getting arrested in Arkansas.
Cam Robinson. Yeah, that was a whole ordeal.
You haven't really had any of those. Although I do, I believe somebody got arrested 2 or 3 weeks ago, but it was like college kid being dumb type thing.
But we say that, and then
this week
things are going to pop off.
Today, so it'll probably be one of Tennessee's star players. No, I'm kidding.
As long as Tennessee are you all aware of the Twitter account, the Fulmer Cup?
Oh, we are very aware.
That is, as long as Tennessee does not come in first in that competition,
yeah.
It's been a decent offseason.
It should be the Mark Richt Cup there for a couple of years.
In a way, yeah.
His last couple of years at Georgia.
Mark Richt has lost control of...
Yeah. You got to understand where that came from and who made it up. It came from some Florida
fans. Know, yeah, I know.
And so that's not going anywhere. ArrestNation.com is a website that that keeps tabs on all the sports arrests. And so recently, Quan Shorts was arrested from Texas Tech. He was dismissed by Cliff Kingsbury. Mississippi State had a receiver that was arrested.
That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah, you had University of Hawaii linebackers, running back arrested last week. So
they're smiling in their mugshot.
They're getting arrested. It's just not, I guess, high profile. No, you know, Cam Robinson or Baker Mayfield. You're having kids getting arrested, but it's not as bad as it was or has been in recent history.
Well,
you know, last week, Marcus Walker,
mm-hmm.
Information came out about him when he was arrested weeks ago. What's really sad, though, what's really been sad, and we have failed to really talk about it, is Kellen Winslow.
Oh, jeez. I was thinking that, too, when you brought up athlete arrested, and that was the first one that popped into my head.
Kellen Winslow.
That's horrifying.
He has some serious problems.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to be getting arrested on the things that he's been arrested for, and I'm going to try to clean this up as much as I can, just to try to explain how bad this stuff is. I mean, this stuff is horrifying.
I mean, I think you can just say it involves multiple sex crimes. Like, that's a clean, but without getting into any kind of details.
Well,
that's like a general way.
Multiple sex crimes and attempt to engage in sex crimes with women who are 60, 70, 80 years old.
Yeah.
And he was arrested last week for burglary.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what kicked it all off.
When he was attempting to enter a home and engage in one of those crimes. And the burglary charge involved allegedly breaking in home of a 71-year-old June the 1st and then an 86-year-old woman June the 7th. And his first arrest out of football was when he was in the parking lot of a Boston Market, and he was caught doing some things he shouldn't be doing in public. With himself, I guess. And I was like, was he just drunk? What's going on with him? I think he seriously has an issue. And I hate to always, like, look at CTE and, like, look at that as an excuse. It's not an excuse. You know, you're committing these crimes. You should do the time. You should be held accountable. But you just wonder, with something so crazy like this, there's no way that a person is in their right mind doing these things. Again, I'm not using CT as an excuse, again, but I know some guys that they're just not the same. Their thought process is not the same. They have the mind of a 5-year-old now because of all the hits they take into the head. And I just wonder with Kellen Winslow, is something mentally wrong with this guy that would cause him to engage in this stuff, man? I remember when I was a freshman, we beat Miami, and he had the epic locker room rant, post-game locker room rant, where he's talking about he doesn't care about Evol, that he's a soldier, and this is Miami, and this is the U, and that was a little strange. Even as a college football player, we don't ever see profanity-laced rants from a college football player like that. We usually see some of those at the pro level. But for him to be in college and rant like that, it was a little different then. But, man, my goodness, now I feel really sorry for his family. And if he is out of his right mind, I guess I feel a little bit bad for him. Not as bad as I feel for the victims. I feel the worst for the victims. But his family, my goodness, how embarrassing it is for Kellen Wilson Sr., who is the total opposite of his son. You're talking about class personified. You're talking about a Hall of Famer who does everything right. You never heard anything about Kellen Winslow Sr. But his son is out here. I mean, he's lost control. It's kind of sad.
If it is CTE, I just have a hard time having any kind of sympathy on him, on a guy like Aaron Hernandez. You know, that was always the talk. Oh,
he had CTE.
He murdered multiple people. I don't care if he has CTE.
No, it's not sympathy on that person. It's just
for the situation.
Yeah, the situation is like, wow, man. You know, the blows that you take turns you to a different person. I mean, that's maybe. Yeah, that's. I mean,
it absolutely does.
I'm not talking about Aaron Hernandez specifically. I'm talking about CTE can turn you into a different person. And sometimes it can turn you into a different person for the absolute worst possible outcome, which is affecting someone else's life. There are levels to where, hey, maybe it just turns you into a different person to where maybe you're just very depressed and you don't talk much, but you're not a danger to someone else. But there's the extreme of when you are affecting other people's lives. And that's not an excuse for the suspect. That's not an excuse for a person that's committing crimes. But when you just think about the situation is sad. And you feel sorry for the victims, obviously, first. You don't feel sorry for the person who committed the crime. It's just, man, it's just, you're a different person because of the game of football and the blows that you've taken to your head. So
I just don't
be able to separate the two, though.
I don't want that to become the excuse anytime a football player does something horrifying now, you know, where it's just, oh, well, I bet he has CTE. I bet. Well, what if he's just a horrible person that committed a bunch of
and with that you have
horrific crimes?
Aaron Hernandez was a horrible person, but how do we know that CTE didn't push him over the edge to kill those people?
And maybe it did, but at the same time, there is no proven link to Aaron Hernandez's specific case and Kellen Winslow's case. You know, perhaps they both did have CTE.
I'm pretty sure.
But how can you? I there's no way to definitively say that's what pushed them to commit these horrific crimes. Well, and so I'm not gonna let them off the hook.
But with that, the doctors went back and looked at Aaron Hernandez's brain and found that he had the most severe case of CTE they had ever seen.
Oh, he definitely did. I mean, I'm not. Well, then I'm not saying he didn't have CTE, but to just
say that.
I said it may have in some part caused violence or whatever. I mean, Aaron Hernandez allegedly killed someone early in his football career,
way before
he ever took a ton of hits. But there is just no way, whether they both had CTE or not, and I think they both did, there's just no way to definitively say CTE means murder. CTE means rape. Like that, and so because you can't make a direct link like that and a positive link, I just can't let them off the hook for that. I mean,
I'm not saying let them off the hook,
but I think it's okay to say, to mention that the possibility of having this can turn you into a different person than who you really are. It's hard for me to believe that Kellen Winslow Sr. did not raise Kellen to be like himself. And he's just a total opposite.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate. It's in my opinion, it's kind of sad because you have victims affected out here. That if it is because of head injury, it's not like you're making an excuse for him. It's not like you're saying, he committed these crimes, so let's let him off because he's had CTE. You're just mentioning the fact that he may have had it, and it's kind of sad that a game that you grew up playing as a young age can potentially or maybe turn you into a monster because you have no clue what you're doing. I have a former teammate that was walking down one of the busiest roads in Tampa and found himself getting arrested. He had no clue what was going on. And that's the only reason why I'm able to kind of even bring this up, because I can kind of speak for someone that I know. Now, he didn't commit a serious crime allegedly Kellen Winslow has committed. But who knows if this player would have continued to be out in the free world and not been isolated away from other folks. Who knows what could have happened? I mean, you look at what happened with Trey Mason. And Trey Mason went off the deep end a little bit. And you wonder, is it linked to football? Is it linked to CET? It's not making an excuse. It's not saying, okay, you committed the crime, but because you have CTE or because you play football, we're going to let you off. No. It is wondering, okay, man, my goodness. A game can just turn you into another person? Or maybe he was that way the whole entire time. You never know. I mean, you look at some of the criminals that we have in our justice system, and they have mental issues. They're just not together at all. But the Kellen Winslow stuff is, and I've watched it at the beginning, and just kind of saw this incident that happened years ago when he just got out of the league, and then the one that happened, a week or two ago when he was arrested for burglary, and then he gets arrested again the next week after that. It's like, man, something's going on with this guy. Like, something's going on. He may have been crazy the whole time, or something's wrong the whole time. Or if it is football, it just makes you stand back and go, wow. That game can turn you into somebody that your family don't even know who you are.
Or that you don't even recognize your own self.
Oh, man, it's crazy. But it's not making excuses for him. It's not letting him off the hook. You do the crime, you do the time.
Correct.
At the end of the day. Swain Event, stay with us.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The Shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The Berry Punch and Activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the Pure Recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK.
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
Gentlemen, when it comes to health and quality of life, there are numbers every man needs to know, including our testosterone number. I recommend going to Low T Center. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's covered by most health insurance. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol, cause weight gain, and loss of muscle mass. Low T Center's physicians specialize in treating low T in men. Listen to me here. They know men's health and are reinventing men's health care. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Having a place to call home means a lot. A place that feels comfortable where you can be yourself. Better Mattress has called East Tennessee home for the past 27 years. You can tell when you walk in. They care. They have that Tennessee spirit that feels like home. You can trust them. Better Mattress has the history, the expertise to help you sleep better, and they have the top brands. From Tempur-Pedic to Stearns & Foster, Better Mattress has the brands you know, plus they carry their own line handcrafted in East Tennessee. The owners of Better Mattress know the person who made your Better Mattress. They visit their manufacturers to perfect every single detail before carrying them in their stores. To celebrate 27 years, you can get an adjustable base for $27 on select purchases. That's a $1,299 value. With a 100-night guarantee, you can shop worry-free at Better Mattress. You are missing out if you don't shop Better Mattress. It feels like home, and this month only, get an adjustable base for $27 to celebrate 27 years in business. Good night, just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
We now return to the program. It's A Debtful Life.
2 auto loans, 6 credit cards. Sometimes I wish I'd never taken out all this debt.
Oh, you should never say that, especially since Alcoa 10 will pay you up to $500 for your debt.
Who are you? Are you an angel?
Close. I'm a loan officer at Alcoa 10.
Teacher said that whenever you hear cha-ching, someone refinance a loan at Alcoa 10.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Equal housing lender.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerrica Steele with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerrica Steele is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jarrett, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jarrett Castillo a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jarrett Castillo and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
Probably one of the most not talked about topics is Les Miles. Man, throwing a little bit of shade towards Ed Orgeron.
I love it.
A little bit.
I mean, I'm just trying to be nice here.
Yeah, you're being generous.
I mean, it's definitely shade. Now, Ed Orgeron was on his staff. LSU fires Les Miles. And I hope it doesn't turn into one of those Jordan Major, Coach Fulmer deals. Coach Major, Coach Fulmer deals where, like, there's still animosity 40 years later or whatever. I hope it's not one of those situations because Les Miles, he wasn't getting it done. He wasn't. And if Ed Orgeron was in the, you know, in the background trying to get the job behind Les Miles back, I guess – I can see why Les Miles may be a little bitter, a little salty, but you left the window open by not performing. And it ain't because of defense either. It's where Ed Orgeron was coaching. It's because of your lack of creativity offensively. But my goodness, Coach Les Miles,
here
throwing a little shade towards Ed Orgeron.
Here's what he had to say in response to Ed Orgeron saying. Ed Orgeron said, "I asked the fans to be patient." And in response, Les Miles said this: "I guess what I'm saying is that I never accepted the feeling of, hey, you need to be patient. When you say you need to have patience, aren't you really just saying to your team that you're not good enough? Because I want you to know something. I never took the field with the Tigers where I didn't think that I was absolutely going to kick somebody's tail and that we were the best team, period. I don't give a beep." That's the whole quote. He ain't playing around.
I believe Les Miles.
I love Les.
I remember when we played Les Miles in 05. We go down there. We come back from a couple points down, a couple touchdowns down. We beat them after the hurricane. And Les Miles, when we played them the next year in 06, he guaranteed a win that week in the media. I remember that.
I think I remember that happening.
Like, he guaranteed a win.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this dude's disrespectful. And that's the game that Jonathan Crumpton played. Angels out with the ankle injury or whatever. But I remember, like, I remember Les Miles guaranteeing a win. And I believe him. Yeah, he probably had that confidence in every game that he's mm-hmm. in. If you are Ed Orgeron, you're taking over a program that fired its coach because they won 7 or 8 games. You're not taking over a program that went 4-8, that had all the dysfunction that Tennessee football has had. So you could get away with probably saying, have a little bit of patience. You know, Butch said it, and you know, no one thought anything of it at the time. We didn't know that how – how unprepared he was, unqualified for the job. Jeremy Pruitt is not going to say that because it's just a built-in excuse, and that's just not how he's built. But he could say it, and I don't think anyone would freak out too much. But for Ed Orgeron to say, be patient, those LSU fans don't want to hear that.
That football game, looking back on it, 2006, LSU wins 28-24. Eric Ainge, 1 of 6 for 3 yards.
He tried to play, but
Crompton came in, 11 of 24, 2 touchdowns, 183 yards.
He played well.
The one and only Jason Swain had 3 catches for 26 yards, but the man that game was Robert Meacham.
Mm-hmm.
5 catches, 121 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was it? I guess – maybe a little tangent right here, but you spoke before. You and Jamarcus Russell were in the same recruiting class, correct?
Oh, yeah. We knew each other, you know, coming up because we play AU basketball.
Right.
State of Alabama. So we talked, and we're trying to go to the same school.
Did you speak?
Nope.
Did you look at him funny, like flick him off, nope. Give him the Rashawn Gone treatment before
nope.
the game?
Nope. Didn't talk to him before. Didn't talk to him afterwards.
Hefney, Antoine Stewart, Morley all had interceptions. Morley had a pick six.
Oh, yeah. That's what kept us in that game, man. Defense really helped out Crompton. Should have won, but
– Jamarcus did not have a good game.
No, he didn't.
He did yards and touchdowns-wise, 247 yards, 3 touchdowns, but 3 interceptions.
Yeah, that's not a good game.
He did have 71 rushing yards on 7 carries.
Yeah, one of those runs he fumbled, and they called it down, and it was obviously a fumble. They get the ball back. They go down. They scored last second of the game, and they win. But I remember that game. But Les Miles, man, I'm telling you, what he said in that quote about him always believing in his team, that is true because he called that win during the week of that game.
Do you like Les Miles coming out and making this comment? Because I view it from a standpoint where I love Coach Fulmer, but I wish he would be more honest sometimes. Rather than maybe play the politician card. So I
kind of,
as a former head coach, and Philip Fulmer, everybody loves Coach Fulmer. I mean, in my opinion, Coach Fulmer deserves a statue one day. He's been that huge of an impact to the University of Tennessee. And Les Miles has had a similar impact of winning the LSU a national championship, was a great coach there for so many years. A lot of great memories with Les Miles. I personally – when you see somebody of that stature, you want to hear more of their opinion on those topics surrounding, in this case, Tennessee football, or in Les Miles' case, LSU football. So does Les Miles, I know he's obviously allowed to make that comment, but are you okay with him making that comment? Because he's 100% calling out Coach O, obviously.
He said
it would be weird if Coach Fulmer came out and said something along those lines about Butch Jones. That's just not Philip Fulmer and kind of how he goes about doing stuff.
Full context here. He said it on a radio show in Louisiana when asked about Orgeron. So that's the full context there for you.
I mean, you know that anything you say about LSU is going to be used as content. So Les is very aware of his surroundings. That's a tough question, man. It's a really good question. Coach Fulmer knew what was going on in Tennessee under Butch Jones.
Correct.
He knew that Butch Jones was out of his league. And I remember when he was interviewed, he always took the high road.
And as a fan, I understand why he's doing it, but I would love for somebody of Philip Fulmer's stature who means so much to the university and everybody hangs off of every word he says, be honest.
Coach did pump the 9-win season stuff.
Yes.
And I did shake my head. I was like, really, Coach? Really? I mean, some of the stuff that Butch Jones was saying, Coach was saying it. And I was just like, whatever, Coach. I did not agree, but Coach plays the game like no one else. He's really good at being a politician. And that's why he's the AD today. He knows what was going on. He knew that it was unacceptable. Les Miles just chose to just keep it all the way real. Now, Coach Fulmer did keep it real a little bit in that Orange and White interview.
Where he knew.
When he talked about he knew where the bodies was buried. And,
yeah.
You know, now that he has a job, you know, he is being a little bit more open. But during that time when Butch Jones was the head coach, I wasn't a big fan of Coach Fulmer's comments because I knew he wasn't telling the truth.
I just think in that period of time, he thought he was going to make a run for being the AD.
Yeah.
And was preparing to do that. And ultimately, that is exactly what happened. And now he is the AD. Yeah. And so
he didn't want to cause an issue like Les has caused with Ed Orgeron.
Exactly.
Because he, you know, you did have that dynamic between him and Johnny Majors. So that looks bad for Tennessee. Whenever you have two head coaches that are beefing like that and they mean so much to Tennessee, it's just not good for Tennessee. So I can see why Coach Fulmer just totally avoided being quoted to throw in any type of shade at Butch Jones. I get that. I really understand that. I do. And I do respect that. But I wasn't a big fan of listening to Coach Fulmer talk about the job that Butch Jones was doing because I knew he didn't truly believe that stuff. I knew he was saying it because he had to
for the
bigger picture of Tennessee football. Whereas Les Miles, everything that Les Miles is saying is accurate. You are at LSU. You inherited a program that is on the edge of being great. Just like Les Miles inherited a program from Nick Saban. It would have been silly if Les Miles would have said, oh, just give me some time. I just need some patience. Excuse me? The guy before you won a championship, and the only reason he left is to take a bigger job. That's why. You can't make any excuses. And for Ed Orgeron, you took over a program where the guy in front of you was just winning 9 games a year, and they couldn't get over Alabama. You're brought in to get over Alabama, but you're making excuses. It looks really bad on Ed Orgeron. I think it puts pressure on Ed to hear that from Les Miles because Les Miles was more successful. He won a championship, and it makes Joe Oliva's decision to fire Les Miles, it makes it wrong right now.
Yeah.
I don't mind it at all because when I look at this situation, what is Les Miles – where's his motivation to not say this? You know, he doesn't really have any. It's not like a situation with Philip Fulmer where he kind of has quote-unquote political aspirations, you know, to be the AD, to still be involved in university. Les Miles is kind of like, so what?
Yeah. So what if I say this stuff about Ed Orgeron? And it's just Les Miles being Les Miles, frankly. This is just what he does.
Yeah.
He's going to be straight up with you and tell you exactly what he thinks. It's what he's done his entire career, and it's kind of made him a media darling of sorts.
But
And so I don't have a problem with it at
all.
But
he's made excuses for his offense coordinator when he was asked questions about
his
offense coordinator. Yeah. He's made excuses for him. So
true.
If Les wanted to, he could package it differently to not come across like he has some type of problem with Ed Orgeron. He chose to say exactly what he said, and that's why it comes across the way it's coming across. You have this LSU family, and the last thing you want is the former coach who was more successful than the current coach throwing little barbs at the current coach. That's not a good look for LSU. It makes them look dysfunctional. It's great for us because it's content and it's entertaining, but it's not a good look if you're LSU. And Les probably should have thought about that a little bit more. I don't have a problem with him saying that. I'm just talking from the perspective of a LSU Tiger. If I was an alum or someone associated with Tennessee, this is not what I want to be going on during the summer. But less is being less. That's for sure.
I want to go back to a comment that you made a second ago when you said that Philip Fulmer kind of being honest about Butch Jones isn't the best thing for the Tennessee football program. Is it, though? Because I almost think that if – it is not just Philip Fulmer. He's just kind of been the guy that we've been talking about. It's Peyton Manning as well. Guys like Peyton Manning, Philip Fulmer, guys of that stature at Tennessee. Even like a Derek Barnett. I know he's a lot younger, but a guy who, as I said earlier, gave a lot to Tennessee. If they come out and they're honest and they're real with the situation that's going on at Tennessee, then you don't have so many people heading into last football season being naive about Butch Jones. Then you don't – in my opinion, if they're honest and upfront about how they feel about Tennessee, then the fans, maybe the national media members who kind of look at things from a 1,000-foot view, they're like, oh, maybe that situation isn't all what we think it is, and maybe they dig a little deeper and last season doesn't happen.
Well, that's why you got to have a perspective of your own. You got to live in a real world and not – always just take the opinion of your favorite player, because that favorite player may be compromised. But Coach Fulmer was compromised. Oh my gosh,
compromised
to a certain extent. Peyton Manning is always going to be compromised. The reason why you don't have former players telling the truth when things are not as great as they should be is because you have this lynch mob mentality that takes place, and then you want to vilify a player.
Yep.
You want to accuse them of being bitter. You want to accuse them of not loving their school anymore when they're simply just telling the truth. They have a history. They're used to just being honest, but they don't want to do interviews because – they don't want to be quoted saying something negative
and
have that drama. It's taken me forever to get to this point where former Vols are comfortable
coming to you,
coming on the show,
mm-hmm.
because they don't feel like I'm going to set them up for the okey-doke.
Right.
Whereas other guys, you can't get a hold of former players because all you're going to do is get a quote from them and it's going to blow up and they're going to be vilified.
Yep.
So that's why you don't have a lot of foreign players talking as much as you could.
Right. I get it, and I 100% agree. If I was a former player, I would probably do the same thing, honestly. I just look at it and see if Phil Fulmer, if Peyton Manning, if they're kind of upfront and honest about the Butch Jones situation, then maybe Butch Jones doesn't get away with the things he was doing the past year and a half.
The right people knew what was going on.
But they didn't do anything about
they,
it. From the outside looking in, it looks like
they had him on the contract. There was a huge buyout. And so, yeah, they knew exactly what was going on. That's why with that 1-4-8 season, he got fired.
Right,
coming off 2 back-to-back 9-win seasons, he got fired with that 1-4-8 season because they knew what was going on. You know, Coach Fulmer had a nice run. We went 5-6 one year. He didn't get fired right then because – Coach, you can make the argument, lost a little bit of control there in that 5-6 season. It wasn't as bad as 07, or it wasn't bad as 2017 for Tennessee. That's the difference. Sometimes we want honesty. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we just want the honesty that we like. And it don't always work that way. But hopefully no one will be put in that really tough position here in Tennessee where they have to speak on something that's going on that's not real positive. And they have to kind of go back and forth and double dutch on whether they should be honest or not. Hopefully we're not put in that situation. But Les Miles, whoo, bringing the fire to the Ogeron. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Have a great day. Peace and love. We're out.